I'm an immigrant. I'm from Russia originally, which is it's very cold. A lot of the stereotypes are true. All we eat is cold tears, and you just—it's bowls of tears, and then you're like, we can't own anything. They like give you a horse and just take it back. And you're like, fuck you! You can't even have a horse. Enjoy your tears. And as a Jew, of course, you can't even have your own tears. You have to like find the tears others don't want. it's an exaggeration. You can have your own tears. I came here as a kid during the Cold War, which was it was great because everybody was like, "It's so great to have you, you Russian fuck." But the real point is, the real thing that I want to actually talk to you about is Atari. Because in Russia, there's really, you have just like, you know, every household has like one light bulb and one pan. And the pan is made of like wood and meat. You can cook once and then you just go to sleep and die. So it's really like, and you wait in line to use the one pan that's already been used. So it's really horrible. And so you could imagine coming here and moving to a suburb with all the riches of America was wonderful. So as a kid, me and my brother had an Atari, which was to us mind-blowingly amazing. We came to America and we had an Atari and we could play games on a moving box. I mean, it was all just like, plugged it in the wall. And there was nothing like when you switched it from like TV to game, like when the parents were gone, you're just like, yes, game on. And but we had two TVs. One was black and white and one was color. Yeah, we did pretty well. And I'm not even talking about how we had a kitchen. But we were not allowed to play on the color television downstairs. But our parents were off and away working. So we would sneak downstairs and play. And we would play. And then one day, one of our parents was coming home and we didn't know which one. And so my brother started, you know, pulling everything out to run, take it upstairs. And I ran to the door to see, because if it was my dad, he'd be like, you play until your mom gets home. And if it was my mom, she was like, no more electricity for anyone! And it would be, you know, so it was kind of, and so I ran, and as my brother took everything, and I jumped up, when I was like this big, and I must have jumped like 9.5 feet to see, because it's very important to not get in trouble. And I saw that it was my mom, and so I turned around to tell my brother that it was our mother and to keep running. He, instead, he crashed into me, into my eye, which cut open my head, and blood just streamed down my face, just all over. And it wasn't as much a bad injury as my face was covered in blood. And I was probably 8 or 9, and so a child who's been struck and covered in blood naturally wants to fling the door open and grab his mother. So my mom is about to open the door, and I just grab, and I scream covered in blood and grab her. I'm like, ah! And needless to say, she was totally right. We should not have been playing downstairs, because you will smash your head and bleed. I mean, we never had any more video games after that. But now I have them. Ha.